Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
As regional theaters struggle, some defy the odds. That was a headline in the New York Times this week. The article focused on two theaters, the Milwaukee Rep and a theater in Naples, Florida. This is another national outlet taking note of a jewel in our community. So how did the Milwaukee Rep defy the odds? Executive Director of the Rep, Chad Bauman, joins us live in the studio to discuss. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So first I want to know, how did the New York Times start investigating this? Because I know how it works sometimes. Sometimes they get a tip. Sometimes other people reach out to them. And there was a reporter who actually spent not one, but a couple of days, a few days with you guys here in Milwaukee. And I think that says a lot.
Yeah, it's actually the chief theater reporter for the New York Times. His name is Michael Paulson. He had never been to Wisconsin before, and he came. The way it came about was I traveled to New York actually in April of last year. They had done a lot of coverage about how the regional theater field is on an existential crisis. Many theaters are going bankrupt, and it's really difficult post-pandemic. And I wanted to share that Milwaukee was actually bucking the trend and how this was a very positive story for our community. And thankfully, the editorial team wanted to tell that story, too.
And the fact that they came for more than a day, I mean, in journalism, that is tough to do, to number one, spend the money to travel, and then to take the time and the resources to do that. That is huge. What was that like to have the reporter kind of embedded with the Rep?
Yeah, and I didn't know Michael. He's a very thoughtful man. He's actually a Pulitzer Prize winner. And so to have him here and the New York Times and to introduce him to Milwaukee was a really great experience. They also sent a photographer as well. And so they invested quite heavily in this story. And it was nice to see a national publication like theirs highlight Milwaukee and our theater, Milwaukee Rep.
You said it was Michael's first time in Wisconsin, too, right?
Yeah.
I have to hope that the Rep took some hospitality measures to make him feel welcome in the Badger State.
So we were we got a lot of help from Visit Milwaukee. We took him to Dan Dan. I had scheduled to take him sailing, but unfortunately that was bad weather.
Oh, shoot.
Because I wanted to show him the lake. But we also showed him the Bradley Symphony Center, Marcus Performing Arts Center, the art museum. And so I think he left having a really great opinion of Milwaukee.
So you have regional theaters across our country facing difficult times. You've got them staging fewer shows, employing fewer people, and running deficits, certainly more frequently than they ever did before the pandemic. What is the biggest thing that you guys did over at the Rep that you feel has helped you buck the trend?
I think we, if I had to succinctly say it, I think our team programs really interesting, diverse, world-class theater, and we are relentlessly focused on customer experience and satisfaction. And so we program plays that are very interesting. They're not didactic. We're not preachy. We ask big questions, and we make it an entertaining night out. And because we have 4 different theaters that we perform in and 700 performances that bring in hundreds of thousands of people, there's always something for you to find at Milwaukee Rep that you're interested in.
One of the other interesting lines I picked up from the piece was the fact that you retained 95% of your staff in these post-pandemic years. As someone who knows the X's and O's of the industry like you do, can you speak to just how unique that is, like how uncommon it is to keep as many people when we see these mass layoffs of staff at other places?
It was incredibly rare. So there's 1,900 professional theaters in the United States. When we shut down in March of 2020, all revenue stopped at that moment. We were able to retain 95% of our staff because for the previous decade, we had had surpluses and we had built up a cash reserve for a rainy day fund. Well, that was a pretty big rainy day. And we knew if we laid off our staff like many others, they would have left the region. And we wanted to take care of our people. Our people are the reason why we're so successful, our artists, our patrons, our staff itself. And that was the way to show them. And it was important that we had their back at that time.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't your staff, haven't many of them been there for a long time?
Yeah. So on our leadership team, actually, the average tenure is 13 years, which, you know, in our industry is really long. Our longest tenured person has more than 40 years at the company. So we have many people that have been there for decades.
That's huge. You don't want to lose that experience and that brain power.
That's exactly right.
So how about the new renovated main stage. I saw it. I went to go see Come From Away, which that was the first show this season. I hadn't seen it before. It was a great show. And I've been going to the Rep since I was a kid. My uncle used to take me. So I just loved seeing the changes and even some of the changes that I don't think impact me personally, but impact other people, like making it easier for older people to come in or handicapped people, different chairs. For me personally, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, so the Associated Bank Theater Center is the largest new regional theater complex to open in the last decade. It's 152,000 square feet. It's massive, but it feels very beautiful, very intimate, very warm. We just sent out a customer service satisfaction survey to the thousands of people that have been there, and 98% said that they would recommend to friends and family to come and experience the show.
What did those 2% of people say?
I was going to say, it doesn't get much better than that. I'm sorry to the 2% that weren't happy, but 98% is pretty darn good.
There's always someone. There's always someone.
Always. 4 out of 5 dentists, but there's that one dentist. Jessica mentioned Come From Away, Chad, which is now the Rep's highest grossing production ever, and it happened at this critical juncture. Are you still kind of soaking in that reality of how long the Rep has been around, and just now you've set this incredible milestone that's never been set before?
Yeah, 71 years of history. We were one of the first professional regional theaters in the United States, and to keep setting records at this moment is incredible. We might actually be in a place next week to say that we also set a record for A Christmas Carol. We're going to get very close for that, too. It's our 50th anniversary. So obviously people are having a lot of fun. They're enjoying the work that is on our stages, and they're coming out and supporting their local theater, which we're really grateful for.
What was it like, though, when we had the historic flooding? You're getting ready to open with a newly renovated theater. You've got these big shows. I mean, all of the excitement around it. And then Mother Nature just says, we're going to put a little damper on this.
You basically summed it up just well. So, you know, you're already opening this huge facility. You've got to produce 700 performances over the year. The team is already taxed, and they're doing their best. And then all of a sudden, a 1,000-year flood happens, and it totally destroys your production center 7 weeks before the opening. One of the things that really just motivates me and inspires me is that the day after, I went to our leadership team, and I said, everything's on the table, guys. Should we postpone? Should we cancel? And not a single person wanted to postpone and cancel. And they literally moved heaven and earth to make sure that these productions were going to be up on our stages. We partnered with a firm in Calgary, Canada, to rebuild A Christmas Carol in 7 weeks. We partnered with another firm in San Francisco to build the set of Come From Away. We moved all of our production capabilities to an alternate spot. And all of this happened while we were putting the final touches on the opening of the building. Just remarkable. The team is incredible.
That's impressive.
When I think about all the hurdles that you just listed, Chad, and all of the stuff that the Rep has done, especially recently with the renovations, I think about the role of the donor, of keeping big corporate entities that can give gifts to you to help you keep running. I think it's not a theater story, but in Wisconsin Eye is shut down right now. It's basically our state's version of C-SPAN, and the CEO has told me a lot of that is because donor habits have changed a lot in the last 5 years, especially post-pandemic. Can you speak to what you're seeing in that world?
Yeah, so private philanthropy is incredibly important for the arts in the state of Wisconsin. In the state of Wisconsin, at the state, county, and city levels, we are the worst of the worst in the country for public government support of the arts. In fact, out of all of our revenue, 0.002% of our revenue comes from government funding, which means we have a huge reliance on private philanthropy. Luckily for us, Milwaukee, Wisconsin is one of the best cities in the entire country on a per capita basis for private philanthropic support. We would not exist without the likes of Associated Bank, Northwestern Mutual, We Energies, and literally 600 plus individual donors that gave to this capital campaign. That is the reason why we're doing so well, and we appreciate their support.
What's next for the Milwaukee Rep? What does the future hold?
Oh my gosh, it's such a bright future. We're going to announce the second year in our new theater center in February. We are also developing a lot of new works. So our Pulitzer Prize winning local playwright from Wisconsin is Ed Actor. You're going to see some new work from him. So there's a bright future, and we can't wait to tell you more about it.
I love it. And can't wait to see more shows too. Thank you so much. That is Chad Bauman, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Rep. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.